from the Triple M studios.
God, it's all happening.
This is the Marty Shear Gold Show. Triple M.
Top six at six.
There you go.
Good Elite. One. Get the Toyota Forklift Advantage. Visit toyotamaterialhandling.com.au, mate.
We were just discussing this coming at number one. A major bridge in Baltimore has collapsed. Baltimore, we just Googled, has a population close to 600,000.
Yeah, between Washington, D.C. and New York.
It was a container ship. The ship was moving at a rapid pace. It alerted authorities that it had lost power. So that gave them time to clear the bridge. There are six people still unaccounted for.
Yeah. It's also 1:30 a.m. Baltimore time, so not peak hours.
Which, thankfully.
Yeah, oh,
thankfully.
My God.
Yeah,
could have been an absolute disaster and may yet still be for individuals, but it could have been.
Yeah, much worse.
Much worse. Coming in at number two. Darren Hinch has pulled out of the race to be the next Lord Mayor of Melbourne. He cited the excessive cost of running a campaign as the reason for his surprise withdrawal less than a month after announcing his intentions.
What sort of money would he be up for?
I don't know. I suppose you've got a campaign and...
Yeah. He's also 80. Take a rest.
Yeah.
Do we have... Like, is there a rule where you can't be the mayor for longer than so-and-so?
Oh, like, term limits.
Like the US president.
Mm. Because I feel like Fingers Doyle was there for a while.
Oh, yeah, I reckon... Robert.
Robert, my apologies.
Johnny, he was there for about 8 years.
4 years, renewable indefinitely.
Yeah.
Oh, so you can keep going 4-4-4-4-4. Because Sally feels like she's doing a good job to me. Apart from the bike lanes, obviously.
The bike lanes are controversial, no doubt.
I'm not sure if she was in charge of putting those in.
She's been a big fan of them.
She has.
Yeah.
She's excellent.
She's very prevalent. She's always up for a chat. Yeah.
She's been in here.
Yeah, she's lovely. And she's had a wonderful career. Yeah, she's a very successful woman.
How long has she been Lord Mayor? Has it been 4 years? This is her first term or second term?
Why
maybe?
Was Darren even talking
about Sally Cat since 2018.
Yeah, right. Okay.
So this is her second term.
Yeah, 6 years.
Coming in at three, a former Melbourne Football Club doctor has admitted to conducting off-the-books illicit drug tests allegedly authorised by the AFL to help players evade detection on match days. What's going on here? This is going to be a massive story.
Yeah.
Huge story.
Geez, I feel for Max.
Oh,
I mean,
totally.
Max's gone. Unfortunately, he's been, at the club and captain for a lot of this period, but these stories just keep popping up. I mean, this one is explosive. So Andrew Wilkie, an MP, presented it to Parliament last night. That's why it's on the record now. And he's asking for Anthony Albanese to investigate.
So what is this guy, what is this doctor saying has happened?
That players were encouraged to report drug taking and the club illicit drug taking, and the club would keep it in-house and test for it, and then if they thought they were a chance of being at risk of being caught by WADA on match day, they would sometimes fake injuries and they would pull them from match day squads. Oh, it's a really big story.
Jeez, that's a huge story.
Yeah.
We got Max in tomorrow?
Yep.
Oh, Max. I hate it when Max comes in and we can't have fun.
I know. It makes me sad.
Yeah. Jeez. What's Robbo reckon? What's the toenail?
Not a whole lot has happened from a media perspective yet, because it happened late last night.
Yeah.
Well, SEN will be exploding. They won't be able to keep the doors shut. Coming in at four, Mick Fanning has paid tribute to his older brother Edward, who passed away in Madagascar. It is Mick's third brother to die after his elder brother Pete died in his sleep in 2015 when he was 43, and his other brother Sean was killed in a car crash in Coolangatta in 1998. I think he was about 20 at the time.
How tragic.
Poor parents.
Oh, my God. It's just heart. That is heartbreaking.
That's awful.
Three brothers.
Yeah.
Unheard of. Unheard of. Coming in at 5, 50 Cent took to social media to slam Sean Diddy Combs, whom he has been feuding with for years, after his homes were raided amid a sex trafficking investigation. 50 wrote, "Shit just got real. The feds in all the cribs. Damn, they got the kids in cuffs. Now it's not did he do it, it's did he done. They don't come like that unless they got a case."
Oh, he's got a point.
Wow. Well, we saw it on the news.
He's very eloquent.
He's a wordsmith, Fitty.
Oh, 10 seconds.
Oh, damn it. Christopher McDonald, who played Shooter McGavin in Happy Gilmore, has revealed he has seen a script for Happy Gilmore 2.
Oh, wow. There you go.
Top six at six.
The Marty Sheargold Show on Triple M.